This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected growing international calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all the nearly 240 hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu said the responsibility of any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory.
Destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Pushed to comment on if a deal for hostages may be in the making, the Prime Minister didn't want to divulge details.
Putting pressure on the Hamas leadership, that's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there.
Netanyahu said Israel had offered Gaza City's Shifa Hospital fuel to run generators, also to evacuate the hospitals, but they'd refused it, he says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of demonstrators in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv called on Sunday for the release of more than 200 hostages being held in Gaza. Several speakers took turns to give speeches on stage and soothe each other with songs as many held posters of those held hostage by Hamas militants. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than 100,000 people have marched in Paris to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, representatives of several parties on the left, as well as the far-right leader, are also attending Sunday's march. This is VOA News. Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine in an attempt to gain ground near two key frontline cities. The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counteroffensive that has so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. A Ukrainian military spokesperson says the Russians have become more active near Bakhmut, putting pressure on Ukrainian troops south of the city. Evacuations are underway in Iceland as civil defense authorities prepare for a possible volcanic eruption. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Iceland declared a state of emergency as fears grow for a major volcanic eruption in Grindavik. Authorities evacuated people from this fishing town of about 4,000 residents after increased seismic activity began heading south. An indication that a corridor of magma or semi-molten rock now extends beneath the town. In recent days, scientists recorded thousands of earthquakes in Iceland, with some that tore apart roads and a golf course in Grindavik, an ominous sign of a possible volcanic eruption soon. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Somali authorities say floods caused by torrential rainfall have killed at least 31 people in various parts of the country. Since October, floods have displaced nearly 500,000 people and disrupted the lives of over 1.2 million people and have caused extensive damage to civilian infrastructure, notably in southern Somalia, officials said Sunday. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warned in a statement Thursday of a, quote, flood event of a magnitude statistically likely only once in 100 years, with significant anticipated humanitarian impacts. The movie The Marvels has a disappointing opening in theaters this weekend, but it's still strong enough to be number one. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta explains.
She tore a hole in space.
The Marvels opened with $47 million domestically, according to studio estimates. For a film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and a sequel to the 2019 movie Captain Marvel, it was expected to do a lot better. Five Nights at Freddy's was a distant second, bringing in $9 million. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is third, with Priscilla at number four. Coming in fifth is Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.